Let's do this right. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We decided to bring you two rounds of Super Seducer. So you got Mahmood's story, and now we're doing the strip club. I'll play it a little safer this time, even though the funny responses are funny.
I mean, they are. Sometimes it just goes like...
Yeah.
I mean, you know how it's
going to
react.
Yeah,
the one episode that we did one time where you had the option to give her a live raccoon as a gift.
That was funny.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
How many times are you going to see
that? Yeah, that's funny.
Alright, guys. Got Cuphead today. Heard it's difficult. But
it's one that you've been playing.
Jump.
Yeah, I haven't really played it too much. I've been playing Friend Pedro much last night.
For a high jump. High jump.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Having a hard time with...
Missileman, thanks for the donation. Alright, let's get on this. No, that doesn't work. Alright. Okay, try that. No. Maybe it'll fall down if I just keep jumping. Just keep jumping. Double jump. Okay, from here it's definitely gonna work.
It can't be that hard.
What's funny? It's not funny. This is not easy, guys. It's a hard game. Haven't you heard? I'll get it. Don't worry, I'll get it. I didn't die at least. Alright. Ready? 1, 2.
Nope.
Piece of shit game, yeah? John Tag. You are shit at games.
So there's either fuck you and fuck your family, or leave it, stop playing, and go to the strip club.
Yeah.
You know what, John? Fuck you. Fuck Twitch. Fuck Cuphead. I think my controller was broken anyway. I'm going to the strip club.
It's a nice chair he's got.
That's the right option?
You can afford it with all your money.
Right. What's the best night to visit a strip club?
Adult Tuesday.
All right.
That's right. Tuesday, there's going to be less people. Often, she's forced to work on these kind of off nights in order to work at the weekend and make loads of money. And so it's a good opportunity to sit down.
Yeah, that's when I went to the club on a Tuesday.
Because the place isn't busy.
Oh, yeah. The strippers will just sit down and talk with you. I like that. What to wear, jeans or soft trousers?
Soft trousers.
I wore jeans, but...
Soft trousers.
I'd
wear, like, my sports pants.
Right.
Like, really loose fitting. Almost...
Like, you're jogging, kind of like jogging...
Yeah.
Dancing and rubbing
I've seen some people just wear, like, sweatpants.
Yeah.
Good tip.
Yeah, sweatpants.
If you're getting a lap dance, you're paying for, you know, some kind of...
To feel it, yeah. You go there to feel something.
I mean, some people just admire the skill of the dancers. No.
No, hell no. I've seen them and they're not very good.
Well, they don't go to stripper school. They either got it or they don't.
Yeah. Okay, so... We'll do what we did last time, but not as much. We won't go into...
Oh, no. You gotta respect, because they're used to people acting like horse and asses.
Why are there prostitutes here?
Oh, what? Take that one.
Hold on.
So Charlotte, guy on YouTube called the girls in the first game prostitutes. Is that a good thing to say to
them? What do you think? Honestly.
If they're not prostitutes, and even if they are, it's not very nice.
It's not very nice.
But the worst thing is, if they actually watch it after, which they did.
They're not serial killers, but even if they were, it'd be wrong to call them serial killers.
It's not very nice.
Mm-mm. Now...
Bad.
Now, getting briefly going over, because I actually read it, So, spoiler alert, we actually did half of this and fucked it up because there were some computer issues. So I read the whole damn situation with Pro Jared. Making it short, if you don't know much about Pro Jared, this happened during the normal boot saga with JonTron and all that. Pro Jared basically did some pretty fucked up shit. Now, first of all, he was trying to cheat on his wife with another woman, but of course it's supposed to be some kind of poly thing, and there was a big hubbub about it, and the big deal is he went poly, he was cheating on it. His wife said, oh, I support you and all this shit, and it all turned to shit, because that's what happens when you do fucking poly shit. Poly shit doesn't fucking work. There's not too many people I know that have done the poly shit and are still, like, happily married.
No. Actually, I know
it's supposed
some
to be,
that got divorced afterward because the other woman got too involved.
Because marriage is supposed to be a sacred bond between two people. Yeah. You're hers and she's yours, or he is, or whatever. You're, whoever is getting married, you belong to that person and they belong to you. That's the most important thing. You bring somebody else into that, it destroys that sacred bond. Like, that's why you have to be really careful when you get married. When you get married, and a lot of people get married for the wrong reason. Because if they really wanted to be with that person, they wouldn't be wanting to sleep around with other people. I'm just saying. I mean, sure, there's people we think are hot, but you always say, well, you know, I have a wife. I have a husband. Because you fucking care about that person. Yeah. It's not just, sure, that person may look better than your wife or husband. However, you see more in your wife or husband than you do in that person. I mean, that's just a body. That would be okay for a while. But it's not going to be the person that you...
As far as clicking together, having similar interests.
Well, more than that, like...
Same things and being happy with it.
You've made memories with that person, though. You've made memories... you may make one memory with this person, but it's not going to be anything close to the memories you made with that person that you wanted to be with your entire life. When you went up there to that on the altar and said, hey, I want to be with this person for the rest of my life, to death do us part. Like, those are the memories you think, well, you know what, that person might be fun, but think about all the people I've shared, or excuse me, think about all the memories I've shared with this other person. I mean, that's what you're going to remember, not being with that other person. I mean...
Unless they're mean.
Unless they're awful. Unless they're an awful fucking person. If they're an awful fucking person, then you need to break it off. Maybe you're just not the person to get married. Not everybody needs to get married, and not everybody, you know, it's up to...
I always say, take enough time to find out if the crazy starts coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people, they prefer to, you know, be in a relationship and have separate houses, because maybe they're not... maybe they like to be a couple, but they want to do other things.
They're I Love Lucy couple.
Yeah, something like that.
Beds.
Yeah, they sleep in separate houses. They have different houses.
How did
that
baby happen? I don't know. I sleep in another bed.
Yeah. So, I mean, stuff like that. But anyway, the big issue with Pro Jared is that the dude was fucking soliciting sexual photos from young men that were age 16, stuff like that. Really young. That's not really cool. It says some really fucked up things about that guy, and you know, just, you know, fuck that dude, seriously, fuck him, because I mean, if you're going to literally trying to solicit, there were two young men that came out on Reddit a while ago, back in 2019, that said that he tried to do some things with them. That's awful. So, yeah, fuck that guy, and anything that he has to say is complete fucking bullshit. So, all right, what are we going to do?
Oh, you sit down and give her good eye contact.
Not like Mahmood.
Yeah, no, not bug-eyed.
God darn, that was
good.
Now. Yeah.
I'll sell you later.
I behead her.
Oil fields with burn with the blood of the innocent.
Did we just arrive?
A few minutes ago.
How are you?
Yeah, very well. How are you?
I'm good.
So in the strip club, it's all reversed.
I know my strip club.
You know,
oh yeah, me too.
Approaching, you
In the strip club, I've talked to the girls. I actually got in a real big conversation with one of the girls about gaming. She turned out to be.
To shove her vagina in my she, mouth, and I kind of turned to the side, and it's like a sloppy cheek shit.
She turned out to be a gamer, and we started talking about different things. And then, of course, she started talking about all the issues with her exes and all this crap.
Now, like, all these bumps around my head ever since then.
My name is Amber.
Nice to meet you, Amber.
Nice to meet you.
Ask if she chose that name for a special reason. Whip out your dick to show her you are a better stripper. The name is way too nice for you. I reckon you should pick a more slutty name. Connect with her by telling her your mom's stripper name was Amber too. Say, listen, darling, we all know that's not your real name, so cut the crap.
Hold on.
Ask if she chose
like
that name.
B, or the... Was her not... Oh, Amber... Was there...
Let me try that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my mom was a stripper, and, yeah, her name was Amber as well, actually. Yeah, cool, right? Actually, in fact, she still is a stripper sometimes.
that strippers ain't got that kind of time. They're trying to make money.
This would be super embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to pull that off without acting like a dumbass.
You can do me after. Oh, and also our friend. He's Q now.
Yeah, don't point guns at people. That's not good.
Okay. Ask if she chose that name for a special reason.
That... Or,
I'm going with that.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
Years ago, I had dated a dancer, and she told me that she chose her stage name because it had some special meaning to her. It had some spiritual connection. So, did you choose the name Amber for any special reason?
Yes, I did. When I was a child, my granny gave me an Amber necklace, so Amber means a lot to me.
And that's why, because it was...
I think she pulled that out of her ass.
That's a nice story.
Of course, but it's just to get the client talking.
Great idea to use the word stage name. It keeps it professional.
As opposed to...
Stripper name?
Stripper name. Not so good.
Not so good.
Stripping.
And I think it's a nice name, and my favorite type of stone.
Actually, it's not a stone, it's fossilized tree resin.
Oh, interesting. I didn't...
You know how women love it when
you correct them.
Especially white women.
Tell her you approve of her name as it is subtle. Ask her if she's ever performed fellatio for money. No, don't do that.
Oh, obviously not.
Tell her some interesting...
Of course you don't have
Tell
to
her
ask.
Some
of
interest...
course she does.
Tell her some interesting facts about Amber. Well, Amber is cheap, so I think you've chosen perfectly.
Oh, that's funny. I wouldn't use that, obviously. Tell her something interesting about... I don't get... Yeah, tell her you approve of the name.
I think it's great because it's subtle. And subtle is much more attractive. Too many girls are too full on. And
Mercedes coming to the dance floor.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Hatchback Hyundai coming to the dance floor.
What?
You know, a lot of dancers have less subtle names. Less
Ford
say, so
Fiesta coming to the dance floor. So
Man, you're hung up on automobiles.
Hated her.
It's your first time here. I can tell.
Oh, I just came. I'm waiting for my friend Mahmoud. He should be here in like half hour or something.
Fucking
with Cuphead, so just came here to relax.
What's your name?
Boy, hard to get by telling you're not attracted to her. Playfully tell her it's none of your business.
What'd she ask again?
What's your name?
What's my name?
None of your business, or...
My stage name is...
Richard, but my stage name is Ravinda. That's kind of weak, right? Playfully tell her it's none of her business?
No.
Play hard to get by telling her you're not attracted to her. My name is Richard, but you can call me...
Seems like a good one.
My name is Richard. name's Richard, but my stage name is Ravinda. It's a mystical god of wisdom.
Oh, you seem very good.
Thank you. You like the name?
I like it.
She liked that.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. It's a little moment, little joke that you can have any time. I think the
dancers have probably heard it before. Yeah.
But it's still pretty funny.
Kind of puts you on the same level with her, doesn't it? You both have a stage name. There's some common ground.
I am Benfer. Obviously, you work in a band.
My stage name is Grim.
It's kind of serious. I have a pharmaceutical business, but I'm quite relaxed about it. And also, I do some YouTube videos and Twitch streams. So
yeah, he does do that. He doesn't do that anymore, but he used to.
Some of the bigger cities, they'll come up and pretty much hang out with you without even really paying them.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. Yeah. I've done that in the capital city here. A girl just sat down the table and would hang out and talk and everything because there wasn't anything going. There were two, maybe five people in the club.
They had one in the capital city. It was okay. Used to. And then there's one at, now they've replaced it with a really good strip club, at which it wouldn't hurt to say it's Peppermint.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know.
It's a franchise. It's everywhere.
Okay.
And they scout for their girls. All of them are good looking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no C-section scarring.
Wow.
It, like, where it used to be, it was like, you know, it was women that had no other resort. It was like,
wow.
I try to be a teacher, but everyone knows me.
Right.
What can I do? They just had, you know, it looked like their life was hard as hell.
Tell her to.
But, yeah.
All right. So what are we going to do? Tell her to just sit next to you. Let her sit on your lap so you can get a better view of her boobage. Tell her she better not, because you'll come in your pants.
Obviously.
Let her sit on your lap for a while you tell her she is squishing your balls.
Sit next. Or I would say the A, because you're not trying to get her business, you're trying to find out about her in a weird manipulative way. Because, like, you go to a strip club,
I like your vibe, but why don't you have a seat next to me? It'll be more comfortable. Yeah, I think so. It's a little bit early.
Okay.
A little bit early for that.
That's better. Cool, nice one, because obviously it's a potentially sexual environment, but if you want to establish a real connection,
is this what you want to try to date a stripper?
You never know.
Lord.
You can teach her the finer things in life.
Don't be upset.
Be my guest and lock her in the basement now.
Don't you like my body? Tell her how beautiful she is. Tell her she's too good for the stripper life and save her. Tell her she's too fat. Tell
I had a friend that said that to one at that one.
Oh,
I just
you
told
can't
you
do that.
No, it's not a good option.
Tell her that she is sexy, but you're into the entire package, not just looks.
Yeah. Then why'd you come to a strip club, she might ask.
For me, it's about the entire package, not just looks. I need to find someone's character sexy. And don't you find that sex is so much more powerful?
Where's the grocery store of whores? Strip club, I got it. I'll find the total package there.
That's good, then we have that in common.
If I date you, church on Sunday. No.
This is a great way to start, because she probably gets approached by the way she looks quite regularly.
Yep.
Exactly. So saying that you
so
want
many women
more
probably get that
100
times a day.
Someone in that kind of
something
job.
Unique.
Same with modeling, I guess. You don't want to be recognized only for your looks.
You know, I work at nights, and all these beautiful girls, men look at me, and sometimes I feel really horny.
Yeah.
You know what? Like now, so sorry.
Yeah.
What was the best sex?
Tell her, then move conversation away. Get into telling her about sex. Tell her she ain't know nothing about good sex until she slept with you.
Tell her, move you really don't want to kiss and tell a lot of times. Get in.
Well, that's the only one you can do, though, because you can't do these.
Yeah. Get her into telling her about
Yeah, you can't do
that. Oh, yeah, you don't want to be engrossed.
And then see.
And then move the conversation away from sex. Yeah, that seems okay.
I think the best sex I ever had deals with my ex-girlfriend. Her name is Agatha.
I'm sure Agatha appreciates that.
Actually, we had this strange relationship because we didn't have sex maybe the first month.
What's that witch on,
Agatha Christie.
Yeah, there's that witch on, Marvel.
By the time we finally had sex,
we
were so...
Damn.
Oh, Agatha.
Anyway,
you know, that sounds
nice. Yeah, it was great, but anyway, that's too much.
Scarlet Witch, Nemesis.
Right, right.
What's something you're really passionate about in life? What's something you love to do?
I'm passionate about cycling.
Yeah? Like outdoors, out in the gym and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So you love being in nature and you're on your own, just going through?
You're right, yeah.
Very, very nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Dancers, they're very confident alpha females, so they might often try and kind of intimidate a guy by being sexual. So it's good to handle that in the right way and then move the conversation away.
And they're essentially working. So you want to break the boundary that you are there as a business client rather than...
Exactly.
You know what? I studied business.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to have my own business in the future. And also, I want to be a Twitch streamer.
Twitch streamer?
Yeah.
You went two steps ahead of Twitch streamer.
Yeah, tell her she has no chance because she's not even a good stripper. Encourage her and tell her she can do it. Challenge her to be more precise. Yes.
But those are great goals, and I really hope you achieve them, but something that will really help you, and do you mind me giving you some advice? I've worked in business for a long time, so you need to make your goals very precise. So really say, instead of just, I want to have my own business, or I want to be on Twitch, say that I want to have my own online business that is selling this, that is that popular, that makes that much money. Really, really precise. You know, I want to be on Twitch, I want to be one of the top 100, find out how many subscribers that means, and then you need to go backwards and find all of the steps that would take you there. Make each one very clear.
He's right about that.
Into a series of small goals.
I mean, that's good advice. In any way.
Even if you're not a stripper.
Now he is worked in business for a long time.
Oh yeah. But being precise is how you
exactly
are able to learn how do I get to that
point.
This is a nice answer. Obviously, it's an opportunity to kind of demonstrate some wisdom and a little bit of a challenge while still
enough
being
of this.
Encouraged.
Now time to drain my balls.
You want to be treated professionally as well.
Right.
Listen, do you think it's time for dance?
Okay, let's do it. Suggest that you can earn money from the other guys and come back to you.
Ugh.
Say, yeah, I want to dance, send that girl over. Or, okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You're a good girl. We could have one dance. Let's not do it here, though.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, the private area.
I know the way.
I know the way. I come here all the time.
I come here all the time.
I'm a regular. You're new. That was quick.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So our strip club experts in New York actually say that it's all right to have some dances, but they're quite rich, so that's all right. And then our guys in London who don't like spending so much money.
Yeah, they're like
they
that.
Say you don't need to.
Yeah.
So it really depends. You can do it both ways. Obviously, if you've got loads of cash, fine. If you have,
doesn't it take you out of... You know, you're not there on a professional you know, you're not there being professional with her on a client. It takes you back into the client zone if you have a dance from her.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, it does change the dynamic a little bit. But there's something where you recognise that she's got to work. So you're like, well, I find you beautiful and I'll pay for the dances. And while you're dancing, I'll talk to you and get to know you. And we'll then sit down, have a drink, then maybe have another dance. And it at least shows that you're generous and that you appreciate her physically. But
dodgy, potentially.
Are you always here, or do you have a chance to travel sometimes?
I do travel sometimes, yeah.
That's good. And where's your favourite place?
My favourite place is Cyprus. It has very beautiful nature and nice people.
Okay, and how do you feel when you're there?
I feel very relaxed and like at home.
You know what? Have you been to Barcelona?
No.
I think you would love it there. Oh. Because it has the sea. Surrounded by mountains, so you can always be in nature, but then you've got the city nearby, lovely food. You should definitely go. I think it's your kind of place.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, I know it is for a fact.
Find out her real name, ask if she has any cocaine, offer to take her on holiday somewhere.
Find her a real name before you go offering gifts.
All right.
Don't really offer
Listen,
gifts,
I can't
though.
Keep calling you Amber all night, so what's your...
My name is Jenny. Don't tell me.
Jenny? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What,
this I think this is the right
look
time
on his
to
face.
Find her real name.
Yeah, if you ask in the beginning, it's
not quite
it's
a
too early,
mood, but
you know, it is quite personal because obviously she's using her stage name
to protect her,
kind of protect her from
right.
stalkers and, you know, being on that personal level. But by now, it's already time and you can. You do look like a Jenny, actually.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to say yet, but don't worry, it's something good.
So since you know my real name, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. My dream is to open a dog rescue center.
A what?
Dog rescue center.
It's bad business. We put those down all the time. I trade with Beijing. They... Okay. Tell her about...
Fox hunting, no.
No.
Connect on it and offer to buy her a cocktail at the bar.
No.
And tell her a story
tell
about...
Tell her a story about cat. I'd say tell her a story about cats.
Okay.
Yeah, dogs are cool. I like dogs.
Cocaine's not the answer to good business.
Oh, no talk.
Every day.
I like cats. I used to have this cat when I was a young boy. How old? 4 years old. We've got a cat. Let me tell you about him. His name's Matt.
Nah!
Let's go to the bar and get some cocktails.
Okay, let's go.
I'll buy you a cocktail. So anyway, this cat, black and white. Magic.
I think he went and bought her a drink anyway.
He actually ran away. I think he got run over.
That was not good.
A true story about my cat, that was. But in reality, you know, generally in this situation, you want to listen more and kind of delve
deeper and connect. So it was the other one.
Story. If you're
well, the other one was like, buy
a
drink
and connect it, and then, yeah.
But that one was just say something about cats.
Right.
Make
it's really
this.
Hard, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking
yeah.
of people needing to be salad? Precise.
Yeah.
Can we get two whiskey sours, please? Thanks very much.
Not that it isn't a fun game,
yeah,
but man.
Actually, I like living in the city, but sometimes I miss my family back home.
Oh, yeah? You're all alone here?
Yeah.
That's quite hard, right?
That's
because
what I like to hear.
The
one will miss
you. Your work, all your stuff. But of course, family is so important, you know, so it must be tough.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
But still exciting.
And what's for you important in your life?
Assuming that she obviously wants to fucking cut the chase, so you are very flexible and not especially interested in anything, you share some of your passions and make very clear statements.
Yes, because
right.
That's an interesting question. I think that for me, life is all about finding the balance between the things that you need to do, like working, earning money, all of that. Rubbish, and then the things that you should do, the things that you love to do, the things that are good for you know, your friends and family that make the world a better place. So I think for me, the most important thing is finding that balance to make sure, you know, like now my phone is not ringing. I try to keep it on silent and to have, you know, like a real connection with people. And then I think, you know, I'll be happy.
That's nice.
That's the right answer. Speaking passionately about something is actually attractive for a guy to do. At least I think so. What do you think, Charlotte?
Absolutely. If you can talk passionately about your hobbies and your job, then you might be a passionate kind of person.
It draws people in and gives them that kind of
right.
good energy. So, yeah, it's the right option.
Actually, I'm quite hungry.
Why don't you order something? You want some food?
I'm not gonna eat when I'm working.
No? Okay, well, what kind of food do you like?
I like Italian food, like pasta maybe.
Oh, really? Well, I'm half Italian.
Oh.
Yeah, my granny, she lives in the south of Italy. She makes amazing pasta, fresh pasta, sauce. Sorry if I'm talking about it.
I don't know, but
it's really, really good.
Talk about what food you like. You say, listen, I'm really horny, so why don't you at least suck me off in the toilet? You suggest meeting for food one day when she's not working. I think I'm in love with you, would you? No, God, don't do that fucking thing.
I suggest meeting for food one day when she's not working. That's a subtle way.
One night when you're not working, we could go out for a nice dinner. Go to a cool Italian place, have some wine, some pasta. I think it'd be really good. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds nice.
All right, great.
I think this puts the ball in her court again. You're leaving it up to her.
To her to make the decision.
Understand that work is important, mm-hmm. but it's on her terms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a dinner is probably quite a good date in this situation. Good one to suggest. I'm enjoying your company, actually, so we should keep in touch. Why don't you give me your number?
Of course, I will give you my number.
Okay.
Recorder use voice memo. Hand her your phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, babe. Well, great. So
don't look at all that porn, though.
Put your number in my phone.
No. You're not allowed to do that here. No,
it's fine. Of course you can.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You probably couldn't do that with,
What's your number? Say it.
And, of course, she would play off like she wasn't.
So this is a no-no. Obviously, if she handles your phone, then the bouncers are going to not like it because it's against the
rules. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you think they're trying to protect the girls even from themselves sometimes.
Right.
He's voice memo?
Let's try that.
Listen, Jen, I know
because I couldn't memorize it for long with all that noise.
Now, oh, look, I've seen a message. Now I'm going to pretend I'm on the phone. I'm recording. So what's your number?
So it's
29-955-955-72-11. All right, bye, mate. Cool. All right, Mahmoud. I'll see you later, dude. Okay, you're
late. Not dude. Look what I'm doing.
I'm sorry. Now I've got your number.
Clever.
That's the right option because actually dancers in the club, they're not allowed to give their number out.
And it teaches them to lie to their bosses.
Yeah, that's new. Yeah, a lot of guys don't know it.
It's a big faux pas.
Right.
So recording it with a voice memo is a smart way to do it because no one can see what's going on.
And you can't write it down? You're not allowed to do that?
You could do, as long as it doesn't look like you're writing down her phone number.
Right.
Carbonated.
That's the right
Super
option.
Seducer, that's right.
Well, there we go. We finished up another one. That one was
right,
quite interesting. I didn't even know about the number thing. And even that woman said, that's new. I've never heard of that.
It's been quite a long time since I've been to a strip club.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. They can't even give out their number, so you have to use
for
a voice number.
Reasons.
Yeah, I understand.
When you think about it.
Well, they'll probably catch on that you're doing that now.
Think
because
of
there's
the
probably
boss.
Well, there's probably other people that like what I'm trying to say is there's probably other people that are doing that now, what he was doing. So they'll probably catch on to that now. What he was doing with the voice memo thing.
Maybe.
That's possible, because if they're doing it, well, I mean, it only takes is one person. And then if another person decides to do what that person's
one
doing.
One murdered hooker.
Well, no, 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 I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you see one person do it, and then you see another person do it, and finally you're like, okay, the guys are doing something new now, so we have
to. Why are all these guys calling their friends while they're talking to strippers?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's literally, yeah. That's,
I just depends on one,
where you're going.
How many people are going and use the technique in the same area.
Yeah.
How popular the game was in certain areas.
Yeah.
There's probably plenty of people. Don't
there's
even
other
know.
People that have done. I mean, this is stuff that they just on the internet. So there's probably people that know about this kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not just there's a game of it. And also, since this went online and got really popular on different places. I mean, it's on Instagram and Twitter, obviously. All right, but that's going to be it for Super Seducer. Let me see where we're actually at. Oh, we still got some more.
Oh, yeah.
Got Looking for a One-Night Stand, Comedy Interlude, Girl Looking for Serious Relationship, Girl and a Group of Guys, The Dating App, and The Sushi Restaurant, which is the bonus. Is there more? Yeah, bonus Chinese level.
So you want to date an Asian? No. So it might be.
It's a little difficult. All right. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. And I'll see y'all next time on Grim's Adult Game Corner with Super Seducer 2.0.